Hello, listeners. This is Lauren Pronger from Amarillo, Texas, for the HPPR Spring Radio Readers Book Club, talking about the life and writings of Will Rogers by Joseph H. Carter. I'll be honest that I wasn't entirely sure who Will Rogers was before reading this book. Sure, I knew the name. It's hard not to in this part of the country. And I knew he did Wild West shows as a trick roper, but I didn't know much more about the man himself. I didn't know what to expect from the book, either, but it was a surprisingly interesting read. Like its subject, the book is short and to the point, often with doses of dry cowboy humor, and the adventures Rogers had were fascinating, and much more varied than I had imagined. The whole time I was reading about this man, though, I couldn't help think of my own father. I'm not sure I ever heard my dad talk about Will Rogers. Roy Rogers was another story. But reading about one felt like reading about the other. My dad wasn't Cherokee, but he was a West Texas cowboy, raised simply on a family ranch, who ended up sailing around the world and having similar, daring, yet not always responsible, adventures. He also had a dry sense of humor that he couldn't hold back, often quipping at the dinner table or with guests, and he always read at least one paper every morning. One of the biggest disappointments in my dad's later years was when he could no longer get paper copies of the Wall Street Journal delivered daily. He said reading it online just wasn't the same, but he read it every day anyway. As the book says of Rogers, my father was also well-informed, well-traveled, and well-read. I grew up watching the PBS NewsHour every night, in addition to seeing him read the paper every morning. After sailing around the world for a semester at sea, he studied at the Sorbonne in Paris and had a research trip to Mexico to study the ancient Maya for the Square House Museum in Panhandle, Texas. When I finally had a chance to do some of my own traveling, every time I talked about a place that I had been to, he had already been there, and to many other places besides, and had some entertaining stories to tell about them, too. Just like Rogers, he also had an endless optimism about life and people. He always helped a man out where he could, and generally had good faith in everybody. And his favorite meal was brown beans. I got my copy of The Life and Writings of Will Rogers from the Amarillo Public Library. It's a first edition, signed by the author, and dedicated to the Amarillo Library and its reading public. Everything about this book, the physical copy and its dedication, the wry jokes and rope decals throughout the pages, and the life of the man inside, feel like one of the truest representations of Great Plains cattle country. And I think that comes across in how much it reminded me of my father. I would have loved to know what he had to say about the adventures of Will Rogers and his thoughts on the book and what it represents. I'm sure we would have had many laughs and heard many more stories about both men's escapades. This is Lauren Pronger from Amarillo, Texas, for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. Thanks for listening.
To hear more about Will Rogers, as well as Route 66, 100 Years on the Mother Road, join us at Lauren's Chapter House Bookstore, located in Amarillo on historic Route 66. We'll be there on Saturday, May 2nd from noon to 6 for a come-and-go open house. You'll hear a book discussion by this season's book leaders, a presentation on Will Rogers by Rachel Jackson, a Cherokee and distant cousin of Rogers, and you'll be able to record your own Route 66 memories.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.